The next attitude is aesthetic. Aesthetic, as defined, is the judgment of each experience from the standpoint of appreciation, enjoyment, and the striving for form, harmony, beauty, and balance. This is typically the most difficult attitude to understand, since personal experiences are so subjective. The high aesthetic will be interested in understanding their own feelings and those of others. They will have an appreciation for all impressions and be very aware of their environment. They may be interested in self-actualization exercises or personal growth. Above all, they are ruled by their subjective experience. General characteristics of the high aesthetic may include creativity or the creative expression of their ideas. They can notice the uniqueness of experiences that others may miss, since all five of their senses are very active. They are very sensitive to their inner feelings and use their subjective feelings as a focus. Their view of life is very personal, and they may see their own life as a sort of painting that must be in focus for them to succeed. In a career, the high aesthetic must have the ability to create. They may appreciate self-help training or seminars that allow for personal growth. They will need an environment that allows opportunities to continually experience new things. They will also appreciate a movement towards form, beauty, and harmony. Possible limitations for the high aesthetic may include a tendency to see things only from their inner world, or to try and influence others by their own aesthetic beauty. They may avoid areas of pain or imbalance. They may use subjective emotion more often than logical reflection. They may even struggle with the realities of everyday life and tend to see an unrealistic picture.